Our next work is by the first Lithuanian woman composer I've discovered. Her name is Onuto Narbutaitė, Narbutaitė. The piece we'll hear is one I like very much. It has an intensity and urgency about it, and expressive interplay amongst the four quartet members. How many Lithuanian composers can you think of? Probably not many, because they were tossed around by fate in the Baltics. But despite their turbulent history, Lithuanians have remained true to their ancient languages and culture. Even in times when the Lithuanian czars had completely forbidden all literature, folk songs preserved native customs and heroisms. Solely through these folk songs, the struggling language of the early Baltics survived. The first recorded events in the 1600s were musical theater pieces and dance performances. During the late 1700s, public use of the Lithuanian language was strictly forbidden. This situation, which persisted into the late 19th century, naturally halted the development of Lithuanian arts. Not until after World War I do prominent Lithuanian composers surface. Onuto Narbutaitė was born in 1956. She studied with Professor Julius Juzalūnas at the Conservatory in Vilnius. She has written symphonic works, string quartets, several chamber music pieces, and choral compositions. The string quartet number 2, subtitled Open the Door of Oblivion, don't you love that, is a single movement. We'll hear the Vilnius quartet in a live performance.